China's neighbor to the east, North Korea, made a fine showing yesterday at the World Cup in South Africa. North Korea's soccer team is the lowest-ranked team in the tournament. It lost to Brazil, but only 2-1, managing to keep the perennially talented Brazilians on their toes for 90 minutes. Brian Clark from England was on hand for the game in Johannesburg, and he was rooting for North Korea all the way.
I'm passionate about football, and I've been trying for many years to go and watch North Korea play, and it took me 3-4 years of trying before I was even granted a visa to go. And as it became more and more difficult, I became more and more determined. I even went once to Pyongyang and a match was cancelled. That made me even more determined.
So for you, it was actually the challenge of being a supporter of the team of a rogue nation. Is that it?
It was to a certain extent, but once I got there, I sort of fell in love with the place. I've now been 4 times to North Korea. And as you said, they're playing one of the best teams in the world, and they certainly didn't disgrace themselves. They were well disciplined, they were well organized, and I think they played very well.
I just have to follow up on your falling in love with North Korea. I mean, the people I know who have been there say the North Koreans are among the saddest people in the world, and it's a psychologically cold place. You fell in love with the country, though.
Yeah. The people are as passionate in North Korea about their football as anywhere else in the world. When I've been there, for all its problems and all its faults, you know, they look after you, you're made extremely welcome. There are restrictions, there's no denying that, but if you accept that, you know, every time I've been, I've had a great time.
Now, when North Korea played Brazil yesterday, during the opening playing of the respective national anthems of the teams, I noticed that one of the North Koreans, during their anthem, was crying. I'm wondering, were those real tears or kind of obligatory tears for the anthem for the dear leader?
No, I think it was real tears because they were so proud, you know, to have got there. I mean, they are really passionate, North Koreans, about any sport. And the opportunity for them to play on the world stage is something that, you know, doesn't come very often to them.
Brian Clark's from England. He's in Johannesburg supporting his favorite team, North Korea. Enjoy the rest of the cup, Brian.
I will do. Thank you.